Today, August 10th, the state is celebrating its first ever Alaska Wild Salmon Day. Alaska Public Media's Graylin Brashear went out to one local cookout marking the occasion.
Lyra Obruska is parked on a curb in a tented parking lot across from the Bristol Bay Native Corporation headquarters in Anchorage, clutching a paper plate with just one thing on it.
Tell me what you're eating.
Fish!
What kind of fish?
Smoked salmon, because it's so juicy.
She's here with her family for a community fish bake put on by the Bristol Bay Corporation in honor of the first official Alaska Wild Salmon Day. The day of celebration was created by the legislature back in May and is being marked Wednesday with cookouts and community events across the state. It's a feel-good day to recognize a fish that means many things to Alaskans, says Bryce Edgman, the Dillingham representative who sponsored the bill creating the special day. But it's also about reminding Alaskans that salmon is critical to the state and its people, and is a resource that needs protecting.
Being from Bristol Bay and all the challenges we've had with keeping our salmon ecosystem intact, that was a very important component of the bill, and we got a lot of support for it.
At the cookout, the mood was one of appreciation. Out of the hundreds of people who came to fill their plates, many grew up fishing on Bristol Bay, and they had a lot to say about what that means to them.
Salmon, it's a way of life. I've been eating it for 70 years, so it hasn't failed me yet. It's good for you.
We live on it and all summer long and all winter long. In the summer, we put away fish, make strips and dry fish and pressure cook, and I jar them for the whole winter.
Down in Virginia, they charge $36 a pound for salmon. And I had to go buy 1 pound just so I could have some while I was there babysitting my grandsons. My mom started us fishing when we were like 5 and 6 years old, and we'd haul the fish up the beach one at a time. And we felt like we were so big and so strong. Fishing just helped us to realize how life continues to go on. You know, it's a renewal. It's a resource. It's something that will always be there, we hope.
There you heard the voices of Wayne Schroeder, Suzanne Chaitluk-Lovell, and Marianne Jones. If you're in Anchorage and you missed the cookout today, don't worry. You still have time to make it to another salmon party. The Alaska Center is hosting a barbecue from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at Cuddy Midtown Park. You'll be in good company. People are celebrating salmon today in Dillingham, Neck Neck, and other communities across Alaska. In Anchorage, I'm Graylin Brashear.